Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, October the 11th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're going to have a great morning this morning here on WWGH Radio. I am so glad to greet you this morning with the news that the construction on the boulevard seems to be finished at this point, so my commute to work in the morning seems to be a little easier than it certainly was last week and the week before. Want to do a quick thing here before we get into the fun of the morning. Just update the Geraldo Journal because there is a little bit of new information. And isn't that fun? But you know, this whole Geraldo thing is starting to get on my nerves as much as it's getting on your nerves at this point. We have October 5th, did not hear from Geraldo. October 8th, did not hear from Geraldo. So it's a new week here. Let's see. You know, hope springs eternal. Maybe that's what I should put in here. Monday, October 11th, 21. Okay. Did not hear from Geraldo. But I did email him over the weekend. Now this is the first time I've really gotten involved in this way. I did email him because I figured maybe he doesn't know what's going on. Now, I have received no response, so we'll see what happens. Maybe he just had a busy weekend. So I'll log that in my journal. Log that in your journal at home so we can keep good tabs on this. Emailed Geraldo. No response as of yet. Now, and I'm also going to write in here, hope springs eternal. You know what the thing about that is? People were getting angry on Friday about this whole Geraldo Journal because it feels like we've been blown off. And we're bigger than being blown off. You know, the guest list here, we mentioned Phil Donahue a lot, and we mentioned Jerry Springer, but there's Bob Barker. I think the Price is Right just celebrated 50 years on the air. You know, Bob Barker's been on this show a couple, three times. Ed Asner was on this show. Maya Angelou was on this show. Now, Maya Angelou has been on this show, but no Geraldo. I mean, seriously. Let's get our priorities straight here. Ernest Borgnine has been on this show. Tony Curtis, legendary actor, on this show. But we can't get Geraldo. Seems a little silly. But that's the Geraldo Journal for today. I don't want to take up too much time on this. I don't want to get my blood pressure up over this whole Geraldo thing. And it's also because these people up there at WTAM act like Geraldo's the busiest person in the world. And I just don't think that's true. If he was living in Ohio, which he is, I don't think that he's all that busy. Now, he's doing his little cop show there on Fox, and every so often he pops up on Fox. That's fine. How long does that take? 15, 20 minutes? It's clear he does no preparation. So I don't know what's taking up all of his time. Maybe one day we'll find out. But for everybody, the Geraldo Journal entry, October 11th, 2021, did not hear from Geraldo, emailed Geraldo, no response as of yet, and hope springs eternal. So that's where we are. How about that? So now we're going to put the Geraldo Journal away because, as I say, it's turning into a bit of a blood pressure issue. I think if I ever go to the doctor again, I'm going to take this journal along just in case my blood pressure is starting to run high. I've never had high blood pressure, but I'm going to take this journal along because I think this is, you know, when you go to the doctor and they say, well, what do you think's causing your high blood pressure? And I'll just hand this thing over. I'll say, here it is. This is why my blood pressure's up. So we'll slide that over to the side for today. Okay, we've done that. Now, we have to do something here right off the bat before we get into our fun project this morning. Years ago on radio, maybe a lot of you did not listen to Friday Night Show last week. A lot of good football games going on, and a big rainstorm. But years ago, when I was on early morning radio on Saturday morning, I used to play a game called Kerfluffle. Now, essentially, what Kerfluffle was very simple. The rules were this. I would pick an item in the studio. It had to be in the studio. And all I would do is I would tell you the color of the item. And then you would call me, and you could ask me any yes-no question you wanted. Any question that I could answer with yes or no, I would do that. And eventually, you could guess what item I was talking about. Well, we did this Friday night, and it went over pretty big. We got a lot of phone calls. I got a post on my Facebook because we did not get Friday's item, people asking me what the item is. So I wanted to open it up here on Monday morning because I think in the morning we probably have a bigger audience than we do at night. So we're going to continue on with our kerfluffle before we get back to our regular activity here. And if you get the kerfluffle item right this morning, we'll put you in the drawing because we are going to give away tickets to Boo at the Zoo in the Wilds, doing another game this morning, which is going to be a lot of fun, something we've never done before here on the morning show. So let's kick this kerfluffle off this morning. It's the same kerfluffle that we did the other night. The color is orange. So I guess if you listened on Friday night, you've got a leg up on everybody. Now remember, it has to be in the studio, and it has to be orange. Now, you can call right now at 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, and ask me any item, any question, yes or no, about this item, the kerfluffle item. Now, remember, the kerfluffle item is orange. Call up, ask any yes-no question you want, and I will give you an answer, yes or no, to that question. And you can make a guess as to what the item is. We got very close the other night to the kerfluffle item. But remember, the color's orange, and it has to be in the studio. Go ahead, caller.
What's a kerfluffle, first of all?
Oh, you didn't listen last Friday night.
No, I got busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did this on radio years ago. Essentially what it is, I pick an item in the studio. I tell you the color. That's all I'll do is I'll tell you the color. And then you call in and you can ask me any question, yes or no, about this item. And whoever gets the item right is the winner that day.
Okay, but we wouldn't have to ask the question. We could just guess the item.
You could guess, right, but it might be more difficult if you don't ask a question.
Okay, well, I'll ask a question, then I'll take a guess. Is it small?
Now, see, small is a relative question. You're going to have to give me, like...
I thought that as soon as I said that.
Yeah. Well, a small compared to what?
Wait, is it smaller than an orange?
No. Not smaller than an orange.
Okay. Basketball?
Not a basketball, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, see, that's how it goes. That's pretty much how kerfluffle goes. All right. The color is orange and bigger than an orange. How about that? Isn't that weird? That's the fruit that she picked, or the item to compare size. The same item that has the name of the color in the item. Remember, the color is orange. Orange and bigger than an orange. The fruit. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a decoration?
It is a decoration.
Is it a scarecrow?
Not a scarecrow, but that's a good guess. All right, well, we got a yes, no there. It is a decoration. Bigger than a fruit, orange, and a decoration, and the color is orange. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Bigger than an orange, the fruit, the color orange is the color of it, and it is a decoration. Now remember, you can call in and ask me any yes-no question you like. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And this is how we play Kerfluffle. And whoever gets this right this morning will go in the drawing to win tickets to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds. And the Wilds runs through October 31st and Boo at the Zoo. Well, the zoo tickets run through the first of the year. So you could use those for Boo at the Zoo. You could use those for the zoo lights coming up. Any way you like it. 740-383-9944. Playing Kerfluffle here on Monday morning so we get the correct answer left over from Friday night. Remember, the color is orange. You can ask me any yes-no question you like. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The color is orange. Is anybody going to get this? I sure hope so, because the next game we have, I'm excited about, because we've never done this really on the morning show either. And I think we could have a lot of fun with this game, and I'm going to tell you how this other game came about. But the color is orange. Any yes-no question you've got, the color is orange. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a pumpkin?
What kind of pumpkin?
Probably a plastic one. I don't know, a lighted up pumpkin.
It is a decorative lighted up pumpkin. You have got it. So who are we putting in the competition this morning?
No, I don't want to. No.
No, who are we putting in? Do you want to put a name in?
Put Marion.
Mary? Okay, we will put Marion.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Yes, it was a decorative lighted up pumpkin. That's what I was looking for. That is today's Kerfluffle item. You know, in our call, now here's something interesting before we go into our next game here. Maybe something interesting to you. The other day, I was with Mary, who calls into the station a lot. I ran into her at the store. And the caller who just called in, she said she had went to school with. Now, for years, there has been some confusion on this because I call the guy Rich because I think his name is Richard, but I think people call, you know, Dick is short for Richard. Now, she calls him Dick Gorenflow, but I call him Rich Gorenflow. So I really don't know how he prefers to be referred to. Or if his name even is Richard. You know, I picked that up years ago from, I believe Charlie used to call him Rich Gorenflow. But I don't, so if ever you want to correct me, feel free. Because we had a little conversation about that the other day. That I refer to that person as Rich, but she refers to him as Dick Gorenflow. So if you ever want to set me right, set me straight, I guess, as it would be, that is how we do it. Now, do you like Kerfluffle? Maybe we'll do that from time to time. Orange, a decorative, lighted-up pumpkin. That's what it was. And a lot of people the other night guessed a fake pumpkin, but it's really not a fake pumpkin because it's got lights on it, and it really doesn't look like a pumpkin, but it looks more like a jack-o'-lantern is what it looks like. So there you have it. Now let's move on to the fun game this morning. Now, I cannot take credit for coming up with this. I was thinking, well, what type of trivia can I do this morning that will be fun? Because we got to have fun mornings here from time to time. And we did movie trivia last week, but, you know, that kind of went very off to one side because we really had two people competing in the movie trivia category. And that made things a little odd. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, I want to thank Dick for putting my name in, but I didn't go to school with him. He refereed with my husband.
Oh, you're right. Now, see, I've already met. See,
soccer.
I know. Here I am with false news. So it's
and
it's
his son went to school with our son. So maybe that's where you got.
Oh, maybe that's so. But now, was his name Richard?
I just know him by the name of Dick.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the way we'll go now, but He has not seemed to call back in and complain. So we'll see how that goes.
Just don't call him late for dinner.
Don't call him late for dinner. You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. That was the confusion. Mary did not go to school with him, but her husband refereed with him at times. Okay. Now, I cannot... Well, here's what happened with the movie trivia last week, to be honest. It was lines from movies. And I think... We got two people who knew a lot about that and a lot of people who didn't know much about it. And it was also easily Googleable. And I think it just kind of went strangely. But today, now don't Google, because it really does take the fun out of this when you Google. And it's easy to tell when you're Googling. And by the way, when I ask you if you Google it and you tell me no, and I'm not saying everybody Googles, but... It's pretty easy to tell when you're Googling, even if you tell me no. So, just want to let you know, not that there's any rule, but I wish you wouldn't Google because it's fun to see what people really do know. That's kind of the fun of this trivia. So, I was talking to Angie late last night, and I said, I don't know what kind of trivia I'm going to do on tomorrow's show. Do you have any ideas? And she said, well, you know, I was actually wondering if you've ever done this kind of trivia. And I said, no, I don't think I ever have done that. And it's a great, great category. The category this morning is nursery rhyme trivia. I like this one. Nursery rhyme trivia. So basically, what I'm going to do is give you a line from a nursery rhyme, and you just have to tell me what nursery rhyme or what the answer is to the question. I guess these are more questions about nursery rhymes. You don't even have to know the name of the nursery rhyme. And you'll get entered into the competition to win a pair of tickets to the Wilds or to the Columbus Zoo. All right, here we go. First one, nursery rhyme trivia. Mary had a little lamb. Where did it follow her to? That's question number one. Mary had a little lamb. Where did it follow her to? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mary had a little lamb. Where did it follow her to? 740-383-9944. First question in our nursery rhyme trivia game here today. Mary had a little lamb. Where did it follow her to? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
It followed her to school one day.
It did follow her to school one day. We got you in, Mary. Thank you.
And her fleece was white as snow.
Her fleece was... Now, a fleece, is that as we think of fleeces today?
It's the coat. It's the wool.
Of the lamb.
Yeah, the lamb, yeah.
Right. Now, but fleeces today are not made of wool. Are they?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Some kind of synthetic mixture, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yep, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mary got in there. Mary had a little lamb. Where did it follow her to? It did follow her to school. All right, next one. Why did Old Mother Hubbard go to the cupboard? How about that one? Why did Old Mother Hubbard go to the cupboard? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why did Old Mother Hubbard go to the cupboard? Nursery rhyme trivia here this morning. So far, we've got Mary in twice. Mary got in by winning Kerfluffle this morning, thanks to Dick Gorenflo. And now she's answered the first nursery rhyme question. All right, here comes an answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
To fetch her dog a bone.
To fetch her dog a bone. You have got it right. We got you in, Phyllis.
All right.
Thank you. Phyllis gets in to fetch her dog a bone. That's why Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. All right, next one. Oh, wait. Well, we're getting a late entry here, I think. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
to get her dog a bone.
Yeah, somebody else just beat you out. Get in on the next one. All right, here's the next question. What are little boys made of? Remember that old nursery rhyme? This might be a little more difficult. What are little boys made of? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are little boys made of? Now, you're going to have to get this one exactly right because this is very specific. What are little boys made of in the nursery rhyme world? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars and interviewer to people of low importance like myself. One of the items is a puppy dog tail, and believe me, I didn't Google. It's something else, but puppy dog tails is one of them.
Puppy dog tails is in there. You got it right.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it's kitty cat whiskers or something. I had a comical answer for Mary and the Lamb, if you'd like to hear it. I was, you know, kind of getting hungry, so kind of hungry for a hero, or a gyro, if you call it. So I thought maybe just do the butcher shop, because they're made from lamb meat. So that was my comical kind of off-color but still clean answer that I thought I would throw out there. But
well,
I'm glad the real answer was provided.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Right.
Yes, absolutely. One of the ingredients here is puppy dog tails. Now, maybe that'll help you along, but we need the full answer here, and it needs to be specific. What are little boys made of in the nursery rhyme world? What are little boys made of? And Adam has helped a little bit there with the puppy dog tails. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour here. What are little boys made of in the nursery rhyme world? Does anybody know this one? This is, I thought this one might be a little bit more difficult than the first two. The first two are pretty commonplace nursery rhymes. This one's a little more difficult, as they would say. All right, go ahead, caller.
Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails.
You know, snails and puppy dog tails are right, but not snakes.
Snakes and snails and puppy... Oh, okay. Well, golly. Okay.
All right, close, though.
Thanks.
Close. Yes, it's not... Now, snails is right. Snails and puppy dog tails are right, but not snakes and snails. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Snips and snails and puppy dog tails.
Not snips. No, not snips, not snakes. Now, you know, maybe it's all how people hear this. What are little boys made of? Now, we've got snails and puppy dog tails, but the first word in the actual nursery rhyme is not snakes or snips or anything else we've heard this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Boys made of.
I can hear myself.
Snails,
hello.
Puppy dog tails, but the
caller.
Word in the actual nursery.
Are you alive?
Is not.
Hello. Well, I don't know. There might have been some Googling going on there, I think. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are little boys made of? Now, we've got snails and puppy dog tails, but we don't have the first word right. What is the first word in that? Snails and puppy dog tails. What are little boys made of? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Unless somebody got it, Scott, I thought frogs was one of them. Frogs or tadpoles or polywogs are all kind of the same thing. That sounds right for some reason. I kind of like snakes better, though. That's a little more edgy. I think isn't it frogs and snails or tadpoles and snails or polywogs and snails?
That's what it is. Frogs and snails and puppy dog tails.
Well, Kermit would be very happy with you. And Miss Piggy, well, I guess they got a divorce. But Kermit, thanks you for the shout-out, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this. What are little boys made of? Frogs and snails and puppy dog tails. Now, see over the years how we kind of change a word? That's funny. I do that too. Frogs and snails and puppy dog tails. Okay, now you know what the next question is. What are little girls made of? What are little girls made of in the nursery rhyme world? 740-383-9944. Now, this is a little easier, to be honest with you. I remembered this one. The first one, I kind of remembered half, but not all. What are little girls made of in the nursery rhyme world? 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
That's exactly right. But what if you don't like spice? Or you're on a low-carb diet and you don't like the sugar?
Well, then you're out of luck.
You're out of luck when it comes to women, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Marianne again. Yes, little girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice in the nursery rhyme world. Apparently, they haven't met some of the girls that I'm aware of. Okay. Well, this is here's a given, but we'll see who can get to their phone fast enough. Who did the dish run away with? Who did the dish run away with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who did the dish run away with in the nursery rhyme world? We've got Mary Bickley in three times this morning and Phyllis in once. Who did the dish run away with? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Dish ran away with the spoon.
The dish did run away with the spoon. You got it.
Thank you.
Yes, Marianne again. The dish did run away with the spoon. Okay, here comes another call. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
The spoon.
Somebody just beat you out.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They did. Thank you. Well, you got to be fast on those dialing fingers. Dishwood did run away with the spoon. Okay. Now, this might be a little more difficult. How many blackbirds were in the pie? How many blackbirds were in the pie? 740-383-9944. Now, remember, it is the nursery rhyme answer. How many blackbirds were in the pie? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I don't want to hog your show, Scott, because the answer is kind of funny because this number now means something else. I think you're seeing what I'm saying. So I'm going to give people kind of a funny Adam clue that just basically that the number has a different meaning nowadays than it did back then, and it just relates to something which recently became legal in a lot of places. How's that for a clue, a cerebral clue?
Well, that's an interesting clue.
You get what I'm saying, right?
I do. Yes.
I mean, if you don't know it, you're going to giggle a little bit. It's one of my little cerebral wise guy answers, but I'm not going to hog the show. I got a busy signal, but give people a little clue about the little girls instead of, I guess it's sugar and spice and everything nice, I believe. I was going to say the answer is not Nutrasweet.
No, it is not. Or Splenda.
That was going to be my clue, but, if a girl's on a diet, maybe it should be Nutrasweet and spice and something like that. But... You know me always being a little bit creative. Okay, that's all I had for you, Scott. Good show so far.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. The question is, how many blackbirds were in the pie? Now, this is a nursery rhyme answer. How many blackbirds were in the pie? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about 4 and 20 blackbirds?
4 and 20 are right, or 24. That's exactly right. Who are we putting in?
This is Gene.
Oh, Gene, how you doing?
Good.
Now, did you get Adam's clue?
No, he's too good for me.
I know, that was a little over, I mean, does 20, well, I mean, see, maybe I'm just totally naive. Is 24 have a meaning of something else? I think he was meaning, now see this, I'll sound really stupid if I'm wrong here, but I think he meant marijuana, I think is what he was talking about.
Well, but see, he lives in a different world than I do.
Well, most people live in a different world than Adam does. But I didn't know that's what that meant. See, that's how square I am.
I like my world. How about you?
You know what? It's fine where I'm sitting.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. Thank you, Gene.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it is 4 and 20 or 24. That is the answer. Okay. So, the next question is, what was little Jack Horner eating in the corner? Nursery rhyme answer here. What was little Jack Horner eating in the corner? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was little Jack Horner eating in the corner? We've got Mary in twice. We've got Phyllis in once. No, we got Mary in four times. Phyllis in once, and now Gene in once. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Eating his Christmas pie.
Thank goodness, better than his Christmas fruitcake.
I thought I'd get you one for Christmas.
Oh, well, you know what? If you made it, I'm sure it would taste better.
I have never made one because I don't like them either.
I'm with you 100%. Thanks,
okay.
Phyllis.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, Phyllis is in again. Yes, that's what little Jack Horner was doing in the corner, eating his Christmas pie. That's what he was doing. All right, next nursery rhyme. Well, here, another giveaway here. What did Jack and Jill fetch from up on the hill? What did Jack and Jill fetch from up on the hill? What did Jack and Jill fetch from up on the hill? 740-383-9944. Mary in four times, Phyllis in twice, Gene in this morning. A nice variety. That's the way we like it. 49 and a half minutes past the hour. What did Jack and Jill fetch up on the hill? Go ahead, caller.
A pail of water.
A pail of water. You got it, Phyllis. Thank you.
All right.
Phyllis is in on that one. It was a pail of water, of course. Okay. Now, this next one is a little... Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
A pail of water.
Somebody just beat you in. I know. Thank you. Somebody just beat our caller in. Yes, to fetch a pail of water. All right, next one. Mary was quite contrary... What did she grow in her garden? Now, this is a whole... This might take a minute. All right. Mary was quite contrary. What did she grow in her garden? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mary was quite contrary. What did she grow in her garden? Now we've got Mary in four times, Phyllis in three times, and Gene in once this morning. Mary was quite contrary. What did she grow in her garden? 740-383-9944. Remember, this is nursery rhyme trivia. All right, maybe somebody knows here. This will be interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids in a row.
That's good. Now, did you know that off the top of your head?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, Mary.
Now, boy, yeah, but that is a... I had never even heard that one.
Oh, you hadn't?
Well, what's cockle shells?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. I wonder if that's a made-up thing.
It's Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids in a row.
Now, is this a Christmas one, too, silver bells?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. No. That, That's interesting.
It's Mary and its garden.
Yeah, you got it. You're in there. That's right. It's right up your alley.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Mary, and again, yes, that's what it is. Mary was quite contrary. What did she grow in her garden? Silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. All right. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. What sat down beside her? Another easy one. 740-383-9944. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. What sat down beside her? What is curds and whey? What in the world is that? W-H-E-Y. Curds and whey. Is that like cottage cheese and something else? It doesn't sound very appetizing to me, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again.
Okay.
It was a spider.
It is a spider. Now, what's curds and whey? That's where I should give the real credit here.
Curds and whey. Oh, that's cheese.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, what...
Because there's cheese, curds, and then the whey. Isn't the whey what's, like, on top of the cheese when they make it?
Well, you got me. If I saw stuff on the top of the cheese when it came out, I probably wouldn't eat the cheese.
Probably wouldn't eat a lot of stuff if you know how it's made.
Right. I wouldn't need that. That sounds a little rough for me.
But I'm thinking that's probably what it is.
All right. We'll go with it.
Okay.
Thank you. If anybody has any other ideas as to what curds and whey is, let me know. All right. Next question here. Well... Here comes an easy one. If you've wanted to get in here, get ready to dial. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. When he fell off the wall, who couldn't put him back together again? Now think about that. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. When he fell off the wall, who could not put him back together again? 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. When he fell off the wall, who couldn't put him back together again? All right. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. Now, Humpty Dumpty was an egg, wasn't he?
I believe so.
I think so. I don't think they ever say that in the nursery rhyme, but I think he was an egg.
I think so.
Interesting. Thank you, Phyllis.
All right.
Phyllis is in again. Yes, all the king's horses and all the king's men. Okay. What did Georgie Porgy do to the girls to make them cry? There you go. How about that one? What did Georgie Porgy do to the girls to make them cry? 740-383-9944. What did Georgie Porgy do to the girls to make them cry? And so far, we've got an interesting... competition coming up here this morning. What did Georgie Porgy do to the girls to make them cry? That is the question. Go ahead, caller.
He kissed the girls to make them cry.
He did kiss the girls. You've got it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mary in again here this morning. Okay. Here comes another caller trying to get in. Go ahead, caller.
He kissed the girls and made them cry.
He did kiss the girls. Somebody just beat you in, but you got the right answer.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, he did kiss the girls to make them cry. All right. When it was raining and pouring, what was the old man doing? There's another classic. When it was raining and pouring, what was the old man doing? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I meant to ask you. You talked to Sam Donaldson since he said he was going to call Geraldo, but I didn't hear you ask him if he talked to him.
You know, we didn't get into that last week. I didn't bring it up because he didn't bring it up. But, you know, I don't know where that went. I have no idea. It's all a very confusing matter, to be honest.
I thought maybe you guys talked about that when you weren't on air or something.
No, we never talked about it at all. I haven't heard back from Kreskin or Sam Donaldson in regard to that, or really anybody else.
He must not talk to him, because if he talked to him, I bet he would have said something.
I think he would have given me an update, or Geraldo would have called, so I'm still not sure what's going on there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Maybe I'll try to get an answer on that. We'll see what happens. When it was raining and pouring, what was the old man doing? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
He was snoring.
That's what a lot of people are doing this morning. Snoring on this Monday.
Any kids under 12 years old knows any nursery rhymes?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if people do this anymore or not.
Well, if it's not on the screen, probably not.
Right, if it's not on that phone, it ain't getting through. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we got Gene in again there. Yes, the old man was snoring. Here we go. Who were the three men in the tub in the nursery rhyme world? Who were the three men in the tub? Any answers there? Who were the three men in the tub? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who were the three men in the tub? Now we've got Marianne 4, 6, 7 times. We've got Phyllis in 4 times. We've got Gene in twice here. All right. Who were the three men in the tub in the nursery rhyme world? The three men in the tub. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. You got it, Charlie.
Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in the tub.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in the tub. One more this hour here. And we're going to do this next hour. All right, we got that. What did the farmer's wife do to the three blind mice? How about that one? Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. Somebody trying to get in. All right, one more this hour. What did the farmer's wife do to the three blind mice? How about that? Coming up on the break here, does anybody know this one? What did the farmer's wife do with the three blind mice? 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Chop off their tails.
And do you know what she chopped them off with?
The knife.
Just a little more specific on that one.
A butcher knife.
Not a butcher knife. Good guess, though.
Okay,
not a butcher knife. What did the farmer's wife do to the three blind mice? What is the rest of that one? All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We're going to do this again next hour, so don't you dare go anywhere. What did the farmer's wife do to the three blind mice? Somebody trying to get in here. All right, go ahead, caller.
A carving knife.
Now, so what's the line?
The butcher's wife cut off their tails with a carving knife.
Cut off their tails with a carving knife. You got it. Any word back from Geraldo?
Nope. I'm going to try again today and see what's going on.
And ask somebody, do they know? Does Geraldo know what's going on?
I will do that.
Thank you. All right, there's Charlene in. So as we head into hour number two, we've got Charlene in twice, Mary in quite a few times, Gene in twice, Phyllis in 3 times, and much more to come after this break here on... We'll take this quick. Go ahead, caller.
A Ginsu.
Well,
you know, it's one of them fancy Ginsu knives you see on the infomercials at 3 a.m.
You know, I don't think back in the day of the nursery rhyme that the Ginsu knife was in this country
yet. Okay, I took my best guess. Don't judge me.
No, it was a good guess. I was going to say, any Geraldo updates this morning?
No.
Okay.
She's not calling you. That's the only
thing. That's what we got. Did not hear from Geraldo. That's where it is.
Old move.
Thank you. All right. We're going to break. Back in 15 minutes.
Craft and Charlie Evers.
Oh. You got to go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie,
they shrink?
No, wait,
Charlie,
no, wait,